Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 391. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, once again in the old Muffin Hut.
Oh, now it's old?
Well, you know, I mean, we've done it here a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Not old, like in the old Muffin
Hut.
Like, there was a prior Muffin Hut to this?
Well, no, I mean, no. it's traditional.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know? I'm not trying to age shame your house.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's not the old Muffin. It's like the old, you know.
The old. Yeah.
The place to be.
Oh, like a nice used catcher's mitt, you know what I'm saying? Where it's nice and
there you
fit.
Go.
You get that fit you want in there, and you just that ball just pounds in there. It just goes right into your hand and it feels like magic. It's like butter.
I don't know about that.
It's like when you butter up those thighs. Right before you put a salami in there. It's the best way to go. Get it nice and warm. No? You're not feeling that?
Maybe.
I guess Muffin Man already checked out. I guess we're... I'm sitting at the table. Yeah, there is that.
I'm here. I'm supporting.
Here we go.
Right before we started, this is some clips from the old MacGruber. MacGruber. Love me some MacGrubes. I think possibly maybe even the best scene. The scene where Ryan Phillippe, that's his name, right? That plays the...
Oh, yeah.
I believe Ryan Phillippe. Yeah. Will Forte is MacGruber. He's taking his pants off and asking Ryan Phillippe, "What do you want me to fuck? I'll let you fuck me. I'll fuck you. I'll fuck anything in the room. Just tell me what you want me to fuck." I don't know, I can feel his pain in there.
Can you?
His delivery, I mean, I don't know, I don't see why he didn't win an Academy Award for that. I mean, that is a travesty.
It is.
That is the biggest upset I've ever seen. I'm just heartbroken talking about it. But, however, MacGruber is coming back. I didn't see what the an official date.
Yeah, I've seen, yeah.
But NBC's new streaming service, Peacock.
Cock.
Of course, cock is in the title. Now, I don't see what a rating would be on this. But apparently it will be coming back. Sadly, though, I'm like, man, I got to sign up for another fucking service so I can see this MacGruber again. I really want to see MacGruber, but like, damn it. I don't see anything else on here. I mean, there is a Punky Brewster reboot. I don't.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Don't know that
it's on there too.
I'll care to watch that, but small world. Now maybe I jump on that.
Maybe
small world. But this is what geektyrant.com has to say about MacGruber here. After rotting in prison for over a decade, America's ultimate hero and uber patriot MacGruber is finally released. His mission: to take down a mysterious villain from his past. Brigadier Commander Enos Queeth. With the entire world in the crosshairs, MacGruber, Vicky, and Piper must race against time to defeat the forces of evil, only to find that evil may be lurking within.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm interested after he took down Kunth. To see how we'll take down Queeth. I was waiting for a queef, but it's Queeth. It's hard to fight a queef, though. You know, it's just air. How do you fight air? With a windmill?
Maybe.
You just get, like, the windmills that they built next to President, our glorious leaders of golf course.
It's kind of like fighting fire with fire, right?
Fight fire with fire. Yeah, windmill with fire against... That could create more queefs, because if you're blowing more air up in there, this could be a problem. That could be like a queef explosion. It's like two nuclear bombs like attacking each other.
I remember the first time I made a queef.
How did you make a queef? Okay. I was like,
or just having sex in general. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. I was like, when did you get a vagina? I'm glad you clarified that. It is funny. I've had sex one time where there was a queef while I was inside, and I had to laugh. I mean, it's funny. I continued on, but you know, it's good time. I still shot. I'm gonna shoot. queefs. I think that's a pretty, you know, I think most people would agree that queefs are funny. You know?
I don't know.
No, not everybody. It doesn't cross all borders. Some people might get disgusted by it, but it's just air. Really? It's like a compressed air can. I wonder if you could take like this compressed air can. Like, how much air do you need for a queef? Like, how much do you really need in there?
Not that much.
I wouldn't think a whole lot. Like, if I just... I'm almost like, damn, I wish I had a vagina so I can make myself queef. You know, like, when I was a kid, like, when I found out I could fart with my armpit, like, I must have done that for, like, 5 days straight. Like, I got okay at it, but now my friend Todd, of course, got that guy. He's quite the master at farting in general, but then doing the armpit farts, he can go slow, he can go fast. Can really squeak one out. You know, I heard there might be an expansion team to XFL.
I haven't even paid any attention to that.
So. Yeah, it's, there's, I can't even say it with a straight face. I was going to say, like, I was going to say it was the Vegas Juicers. The, O.J. Simpson, Casey Anthony, and Phil Spector are the owners. That would, yeah. I was going to do a bit and I totally failed. I couldn't do it seriously. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Everything, like, it's all, I don't know. I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah.
The TV scheduling is a nightmare for it.
I did just see a little bit of it at El Ranchito as we were eating, as I was eating fish tacos. Because, you know, I love me a good fish taco. I love putting it in my mouth. Get the lime in there. A little pico de gallo. Yote's green beans. St. Louis, though, I did see this. The Battle Hawks, which sounds like a crazy name for a sports team. The Battle Hawks. But they had the highest ratings out of all the teams, I believe. Because we don't have a real football team. Did you see the game where Jay Bomeister collapsed?
No, I didn't. I haven't seen any of that.
I didn't watch the game. I was watching a little bit of it earlier. He just collapsed on the bench. I'm trying. It's weird.
I heard people talking about it. That's about it.
It's weird for me to talk seriously right now because I'm wearing.
I haven't seen a Blues game in I don't know how long.
Yeah, it's been a while since I watched a game.
Beginning of the season, brother.
But I am currently wearing a Vietnamese, I forgot what they call this hat, but it's the pointy hat. It's the...
Like a pie hat?
You should be the lightning dude from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Raiden. Yeah, I get... Yeah.
Kazuken! I know that's not from that.
Hadouken!
just where my mind goes.
Goes to Street Fighter when you think Mortal Kombat. I gotcha. I feel like a Vietnamese prostitute right now is more like, I feel like Ming Lee.
You have too many clothes on to be a Vietnamese prostitute right now.
They don't own clothes there?
They do, but you've got too many on right now.
Like, maybe I should be wearing like a real short skirt. A skirt.
Yeah, yeah. And you would be fine.
Maybe wax my legs a little bit.
Yep.
A lot of lipstick.
They're trying.
I just have the... We thought the Gooks got you, 8-Ball.
Yes. Meet the Feebles.
Those little beavers. Or what are
I think they were rabbits.
They were rabbits. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, they were rabbits.
They were rabbits. It was a... Oh, I potted the wrong thing up.
We thought the Gooks got you, 8-Ball.
There's the line. Everybody, here we go.
Have you ever heard of Vietnam?
Oh, classic John Goodman.
The Gooks got you, 8-Ball.
Help me out of here.
That's great. I love, too. I mean, that's probably the best part about Meet the Feebles. Now, if you haven't seen Meet the Feebles, then what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Go watch that shit. Because it's Peter Jackson's best film. Don't believe in that whole Hobbit, Lord of the Rings stuff. It's got to be Meet the Feebles. The Vietnam stuff and the... I can't remember the character's name, but he was a crocodile or something. That was the Vietnam vet.
Something like that.
Like
alligator, crocodile.
He was addicted to all kinds of smack.
What the hell was he?
He wasn't a croc. No, that was his buddy.
Yeah. He was just a lizard or something like that.
Yeah, he was something. He was something.
He was just some type of lizard.
Meet the Feebles.
He was supposed to be, you know, Kermit the Frog. That's basically what he was supposed to be.
And then there was the female singer. She was basically Miss Piggy.
Yeah. those Feebles.
She was a fucking hippopotamus or something. Oh, man, I'm looking up eclipse and... yeah, there's the rabbit with AIDS. And just some classic imagery. The creepiest thing is the cow in the S&M scene with all the udders.
Yeah.
That is a visual that it's hard to cleanse from the brain. I feel like I need to do some I need some jankum to huff that.
I guess that was like the best part for me about that movie was it wasn't good enough to just be fucked up. You know, stage left. No, they're making snuff films in the basement. So,
like, it's seedy. Like, all the characters are seedy in general. But then there's like an even worse, like, seedier part of it. Like,
there's an underground to the underground. It's like, goddamn.
Yeah. Man, it's messed up. Earlier, I don't remember what brought it on, but I couldn't remember scat. I was thinking snuff film. I was thinking scat, and I couldn't remember what scat films were. Well, I mean, I knew what... I couldn't remember the term scat. And I was so saddened that, oh, man, have I not been vulgar enough lately that I've forgotten what the term scat? I mean, I know about the films where you shit on each other and you eat the shit and yada yada. But I did see it. Well, I think what brought it on, I for some reason saw a clip of Two Girls, One Cup. I had to look up what scat was, what the term was, but for scat, yeah. Anyway, I came across a video of Where Are the Two Girls, One Cup girls now. apparently, they're still doing it. Apparently, they're still living the dream. They're
where are they now?
Yeah, where are they now? Where's the two girls,
two
one
girls,
cups girls
one
now?
Cup? Where are they now?
There's a. But apparently, and if you're not familiar with the full-length feature, it's Hungry Bitches. It's a Brazilian film. MFX, the company? Something like that.
Sure.
MXF,
everybody that needs to see it has seen it by now.
Yeah, yeah. which is everybody. Buddy. Come on. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow, you know? I'm like a brimful of Asha on my Two Girls, One Cup. But apparently they're still going strong. They have some kind of internet site, and I guess they're still eating shit, from what I understand. I didn't go venture out onto the site and check it out for myself. I didn't do that for the team.
Team, huh? Yeah.
Letting everybody down here. Letting them all down. Yeah. I wrote some notes and I'm already through the notes. Yeah.
Muffin Man came back to save the day.
Yeah, yep.
What's going on?
You got something there?
No.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy. I think this hat might be messing me up.
Is that it?
That's what we're going with.
The problem?
It's the hat. Yet I can't seem to take it off. I don't want to go full racist either. I'm just going to start talking like a Vietnamese prostitute here. Oh, don't die.
I don't get the prostitute part. I just see, you know, the dude's fucking roulette or something.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah. It's no, in no
I go
way.
Right to Raiden.
I mean, yeah, I kind of get that, but I don't know.
Or Big Trouble in Little China.
I go there a little bit too. I definitely with
Jack
lightning.
Burton, I think was his name. Kurt Russell's character.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Burton.
Anything
Jack
to do
Burton.
With lightning is where I'm heading with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could.
I'm going to call you. Hey, you, how about
take a lightning
Zeus?
Bolt if I go out there?
I'm just going to call you Zeus.
Zeus?
Yeah.
Even though like, that's Greek mythology.
It's got
there's
nothing
no,
to
like...
do with it. It's just because of the lightning.
And the, oh, man. Now I'm thinking of that. Shit, who? There was Gonads and Strife. You remember that song? The Gonads and Strife? Gonads and Strife. Gonads and Strife. It was fucked up. You remember there was the old internet site. I don't think it's around anymore. I think it got shut down, but styleproject.net.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
That had,
yeah.
was just fucked up. It was, I guess, like a 4chan sort of situation where it's just like all the dark shit in the internet. It was like pre-YouTube days, but you could go in there and like stream videos. And some of them were funny videos. Like, I guess anybody could upload shit on
there.
And it was sort of like a YouTube, but it was like, there was no censorship
uncensored.
At all.
Just
yeah,
like,
so you could watch
there's
people
somebody killing somebody.
Yeah, you could watch somebody get murdered.
So
you could,
it was like YouTube like, in the beginning.
Yeah, so it was yeah, like YouTube in the beginning. Like there was like man, you go through some dark rabbit holes. Like I feel like I go down some crazy rabbit holes on YouTube, but it's nothing like when Style Project was out there. Like next thing you know, you're watching somebody, some dude like have sex with a girl with no limbs while she's having a seizure. And you don't forget shit like that.
Isn't it bad enough she doesn't have limbs?
Like, yeah.
Shit. Who needs to up that ante?
Okay, that might have been two different videos rolled into one that I'm getting. Like,
I'm just saying. I'm sure it exists.
Yeah,
I'm not going to argue.
There was
that
definitely
it
a video I saw where he got. It was having sex with a girl that had a seizure, and then but there was also limbless. Like there was still no gay midget porn. I did not see any gay midget porn then, and I'm still yet to see like gay midget porn.
I tried.
This is our white unicorn from since we
gay
started.
Gay midget porn, like
yeah,
as in two gays, like
man on man.
Just gay midget porn.
Yeah, or in general.
Yeah,
like it's been
it's
our white
really,
unicorn.
Really, I mean, as far as like everything goes, that's the one that's not out there. It is. You know what I mean? It's like
it's kind of yeah. It's happened at some point. There's no way. It hasn't happened. We just haven't located it.
Yeah. And I've looked it up on everything, and it's not. It'll say, like, this is gay midget porn, but it's not gay midget porn.
And then, you get let down.
There'll be a midget or something, but in no way is it. There's no gay.
Midget.
He's trying to find it for us. He's go right ahead, sir. Go right ahead. It will consume you for the rest of your life.
Like, you'll find all kinds of midgets.
You'll find all kinds of gay porn.
Porn.
But never shall the two meet.
Wouldn't it be like more like mold into one?
You'll find midgets doing some fucked up shit. You'll find some gay porn doing some fucked up shit.
This looks.
You'll find one guy in a jar.
Jar.
You'll find the Pain Olympics. But you won't find. You'll find menstruation porn.
Porn, yeah.
But you won't find.
Oh, man.
Gay midget porn.
Okay. You think that would be so straightforward, but it's really
I believe we watched some menstruation porn doing the show when we were in the bunker when the shit pipe used to be there. Nothing says bonding like a couple of dudes watching menstruation porn together, you know? It's real warm. I feel pretty confident. Like, I'm not letting the gay porn hunt, gay midget porn hunt, like, consume me anymore. Like, I know.
Yeah, I don't.
Two gay midgets have had to have fucked at some point, but whether or not they filmed it and uploaded it to the internet doesn't concern me anymore.
Where was the brooder during that? You know?
Back to the lab.
Kennedy's braids everywhere.
Man. Up and down. What was the Stallone? But hey, cut the ball, lick the chef. Say my name. Hey. Huh? Stallone. What? When he wanted that too. When he said "say my name," would like Sly work? Would Stallone work? Sylvester? Like, I wonder what Mr. Stallone. Mr. Stallone.
Call me Oscar.
Call me Rocky. Yeah. Say my name. Hey. I hope that story is true though. Like the way the story goes is that he had a microphone on him for shooting whatever movie. Went to his trailer to have sex with somebody and didn't take the microphone off and it was still hot, so the crew got quite the show. That's another white unicorn too, to like find audio of that. That'd be fantastic, man. Now I sound like I'm losing it. That's Rodney Dangerfield, I think. That's like,
yeah, no respect.
Yeah, I'm losing it.
I'm still on this.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, maybe I should just play with my phone, too. The phone cast.
Well, I just might be going down a dark hole tonight.
Oh, yeah? Are you still looking at gay midget porn?
Trying to.
He's trying.
Fuck.
It's only 5 minutes.
It's great, yeah.
There's like all these sites that say gay midget porn, but once you go through the
video, yeah.
None of them. Gay
you don't say. You don't say.
I know, it's the fucking unicorn, man. You'd think there'd be at least a few.
Yep.
What about there? Straight men and gay midgets?
I don't think that works.
I don't think it works.
I think you got to have two.
Gay.
Two, yeah.
Yeah. Two unicorns.
Man on man. Midgets, both official midgets. No, none of that dwarf shit where they're like one's like on his knees and with shoes on his kneecaps where it looks like he's a midget. I'm talking full on dwarf porn or maybe even hobbit porn. Big hairy feet, you know. They can be bears, but just tiny bears, you know. Tiny, tiny bears. Or like the gummy bears. Like the cartoon. It'd be like, ooh, it'll be, they could have gay midget furry porn. That's a unicorn of a unicorn right there. Now I'm just asking for way too much. I know I'll never find that. Have you watched much of the Narcos Mexico season 2?
I haven't watched any.
I think the third, fourth episode? Ooh.
Yeah, I'm only through the first. I do like me some Diego Luna.
I like me some Felix.
That's Felix right there, Diego Luna. Cassian Andor.
Yeah.
It's still weird to me that you've got two of Star Wars' biggest... Well, not the big one of them's like one of the bigger ones now, but like Pedro Pascal was in Narcos season 1, and he was a major character in that. And then in season two, which Pedro Pascal also plays the Mandalorian in The Mandalorian. And then Diego Luna is in seasons one and two of Narcos Mexico. And he is Cassian Andor in Rogue One and in, now in the new.
See, the first thing that I thought in The Mandalorian when I saw it, when he finally like revealed, when you get to see his face.
Yeah.
I was like, how does he keep up? He just looks old. He doesn't look like, once you see his face, it's like, how's he keeping up with all those moves? It's like seeing a ninja do a bunch of flips and then he takes off his mask and it's Harrison Ford or something. It's like, whoa, he's athletic.
He's not from Earth.
But then again, you know, he is in a mask full time, so that could totally be a stunt guy and the entire time.
Oh, you're saying Pedro? Oh, you saying like as a person, Pedro Pascal?
I'm just like saying like his overall body appearance to me, just when I've seen him, doesn't look like, you know.
Well, I mean,
he looks like an older gentleman. He looks like he's like, I don't want to run around that much.
Yeah, I mean, when he was in. Older gentleman. I think he's
older
that old.
Gentleman.
He's like in his 40s somewhere.
Yeah.
But like, like late 40s, I guess. I don't think he's in his 50s. But when he was in Game of Thrones, of course, that was several years ago.
Oh, yeah, he used to do with the spear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He was the one that was based on The Princess Bride. You killed my father.
Oh,
now
yeah.
Prepare to die. My name is Inigo Montoya. Yeah. He wasn't Inigo Montoya.
That was the best character.
I forgot his name, but he fought the mountain and died, which he should have killed him, but he did not. He got his head smashed. This character was good in there.
Yeah.
I fell in love with Pedro Pascal back then. I got his poster after that, put it on my wall, and he's my Tiger Beat.
Tiger Beat.
He's my Mexico Tiger Beat. Well, I don't think he's actually from Mexico. He's from he's from South America somewhere. I can't remember where he's from. But anyway, my Latin Tiger Beat. But yeah, Pedro. Now and then Mandalorian came out, dude. Now I've got his underoos.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm wearing them right now.
I bet you are.
And it's got a Baby Yoda. It's got him with Baby Yoda. It's pretty fantastic.
Which one's in the front and which one's in the back?
Kind of all over.
Are they just
it's
like
just
all
like a,
together?
It's a pattern thing.
See, I'm more like picturing like your penis coming out of the peepee hole of the Mandalorian mask and like Baby Yoda being in the butt.
Oh, my nuts should come out right underneath the egg.
Egg, yeah. Fertilized.
Then my dick can come out through the egg hole. Like the floating egg hole. Yeah. Then I could be, there's Baby Yoda. Mm-hmm. I could just paint my junk green.
Baby Yoda.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Tuesday. It's Baby Yoda.
Happy whatever day.
Work, we've got President's Day off. They've never given us I don't work for the government. I should point that out. I don't work at a bank. But I get President's Day off. And was thinking, you know, what I should do to celebrate. And just thinking, you know, maybe reenact the Gettysburg Address. You know, like how do you get this? Then thought maybe we should reenact the Lincoln assassination. Just, I need somebody either on stilts or a really tall person, though. And then make a stovepipe hat and then, you know. John Wilkes Booth it. Or what? Not, you know.
Where am I at?
John Wilkes Booth.
Still trying to find that porn?
Nope, I gave up.
You gave up?
He'll get back to it. They always do.
They always do. They always do.
Think I'm good.
He's going to get a hold of some midgets on...
I'm just gonna find
on Facebook
two,
later.
Two
see what'll happen. This is what'll happen now. You'll be
make gay
no.
Porn.
You'll be looking for regular porn one night,
and then just all of a sudden like there's
no. You'll see a midget, and you'll be like, oh, I'll click on that one. Maybe it's with the, there's got to be, and then it'll happen again. It'll be like, God damn it, that looks like another midget, but no, it's okay.
Nope. It's just two midgets watching two regular people fuck.
Fuck, yeah.
Jerking themselves off.
It's a dick pic, another dick pic.
It's two people fucking during midget tossing at a bar.
I came across a lot of those. It was just like gay midgets. It was just them jerking themselves off.
Yeah.
A lot of those.
Yeah.
A lot of those. What's wrong with midget porn?
There must be some real laws out there against that. I don't know. Like that'll shut you down. Like that'll
break them.
Yeah. Scat, you know, do it all day.
This is going to be the next biggest thing in porn.
It's the next taboo to get across that, like,
porn.
This is the next thing that the progressives needs to really fight for. This is the gay midget porn. Let's get on that. Let's get Bernie on this. AOC. Get the whole crew.
Yeah.
Get them on it. On top of it. Power bottom it. Or top it. Whatever, you know.
Ugh.
I should have taken some energy before.
Yeah.
Like maybe a rail of
day for me.
Ajax. Snort it right up. Eat out my insides. I did have a margarita, though. That'd be a top shelf margarita.
Nice.
It was the small one. Otherwise, I'd be pretty loopy right now if it was the medium.
Loopy.
They get pretty big there at El Ranchito.
Ranchito.
They get almost fishbowl. I've never had... Did I try the large? I've only gone with the medium. The medium's over a pint. I don't want to think what the large is.
Large is a beta tank.
Like...
Here you go, sir. Watch the fish.
Here's a 10-gallon tank for you.
Yep.
It just Todd had told me that when he was in AIT training in Texas, I believe it was, there was like bars down there that would have margarita night, and they would have like a huge fish tank full of margaritas, and they would it was like $2 or something margaritas, and like once the tank was gone, then that was it on the $2 margaritas or whatever it was.
Yeah,
it was some cheap special. But the fish died at the end of the night. It was kind of sad. He didn't say there was fish in there.
You would think they would, though.
Could you imagine?
I don't see them surviving. Like,
could you imagine? Like. I think people would still drink those margaritas.
Ritas,
especially if they're only like $2.
Bucks. You know they would. That's what I mean. There'd be a lot of dead fish, but.
Man, that would taste horrible.
I think you could muscle through it. I don't think it'd be that bad, really.
The sour mix would probably kill it.
Yeah.
The flavor. Like the...
If it was just one, that's what I mean. Like if each one just had like a fish in it, you know.
Oh,
it'd be fun.
Each glass. Fucking goldfish. It's your garnish.
Instead of the umbrella. There you go. If you eat the fish, it's free.
Well, did you ever hear about, maybe we talked about this on the podcast, there's a bar in Alaska somewhere where they serve, you take a shot with a black toe in it.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we did talk about that. But there's a black toe shot. We had to have brought that. Oh, man, you can see, there's video.
Oh.
There's
the yum.
Dawson City, Yukon. Ooh, we'll pull up this video. Here we go. We'll just have other people talk on our podcast.
Good idea.
My name is Captain Al Sider at the
Sourdough
Saloon in downtown Dawson City. But I do have a special.
Oh, he's drunk.
For putting a severed human toe in people's drinks. It started by this man, Captain Dick Stevenson.
Dick Stevenson, that's a porn star name.
People who would visit Dawson to become an honorary sourdough. It's not mandatory.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Hey, it's a lot of fun.
I'm about to take a nice little cocktail here, some Yukon Jack, and a little bit of a toe in there, add some spice.
So fucked up.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Like,
you
oh, come on, man.
Sick bastard. Ugh. You got all kinds of people doing this.
At that point, what?
They give you a certificate.
Like,
they
that's what I mean. Like, people will do anything.
They give you a nice like, printed certificate. I think
I don't
they,
need the certificate.
I think they've got a their own printer in the back. That they
to me, that's just, it'd be just the same if the guy jerked off in a jar and like, here you go, congratulations. You did it.
Oh, man. Apparently, there's.
You drank Jägermeister with my semen in it.
Apparently, there's a short documentary on it, too.
You're the champion.
From what I understand is, like, they whenever people lose their toe to frostbite, like, they'll donate their
donate
toes.
Donate their
to
toes,
this.
Yeah. I figured being up there, that's how they get them. But
let's hope. But
even if they don't, like, what's the difference? Like,
yeah, it's still a toe. Toe. Whether someone was murdered or.
Yeah, it just happened to fall off.
Just, I can get you a toe.
So, with nail polish.
Oh, man. It looks like a jerky toe. Like,
and I'm not saying I wouldn't do it.
I mean, it wouldn't be my first shot that night.
It wouldn't be my... Exactly. I might be on a bunch of drugs when I do it, but...
You might be really fucked up afterwards.
I might be.
That might be my last drink of my life at that point. It'd be like the last drink I ever had in my life.
Big toe drink. What killed him?
This toe.
I don't know if it was the big toe drink or the 1,500 shots before, but
he did eat the toe.
We'll
too.
Go
that
with
probably not a good.
We'll
idea.
Go with big toe. Went in, where was it?
Yeah, UConn.
UConn. Went in the UConn, you know.
UConn City, UConn Territory. Oh, in Canada. I thought, I guess maybe more than one place has it. I thought there was also a place in Alaska that does it.
That sounds Canadian.
Canadian. E.
Hey, he lost his toe, eh?
E.
Let's put it in a short.
E. Yeah, let's put it in a short, eh? Now let's go play some hockey, eh?
Whoever loses has to drink the shot.
Well, speaking of like Bomeister having the cardiac arrest, man, apparently I kind of forgot about this, but Chris Pronger, when he was on the Blues in 98, got a puck to the chest and
his heart skipped
a beat.
I remember that.
Fucking hockey players, man.
Al MacInnis, dude.
Yeah, he at the All-Star game. He
strap
still,
on a fucking get some skates on. Yeah.
He's 101.
Yeah,
and he's what in his 50s.
Yeah,
he's
like 10 years older than I am.
He looks good though.
He does.
Looks like he'd still get out there. Good old Al MacInnis. Bet he's had a few black toes.
He's probably got some. Blind spots, all kinds of stuff in there.
He's got his own personal bar at home where he's got like the toes ready to go. Like, is he can? I think he's probably Canadian.
I've seen that guy take some massive hits.
He's given a few too.
Yeah, what's what I mean? Just yeah. Wham, fucking, you're not you know if you're giving them, you're getting.
Would
them.
Would you do a toe shot, Muffin Man?
No.
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 A black toe shot.
I don't see the point.
Well, that's what I was just saying.
They give you a certificate.
So what? It's a fucking piece of paper.
You can put it on your wall. You can frame it.
Yeah.
So people know.
So people know.
That's
so people
know. Great.
That's great.
I don't know. See, again.
You also get stickers on your bananas, too.
Maybe if we had like a 7-course edible meal after that, he might. Oh, fuck it. Let's just.
Yeah, what if I get you a bunch of edibles to eat, like right before?
That's what I mean. We'll,
yeah,
we'll
like
fucking
a bunch of
no.
Do it in the tea. We'll
I
fucking.
Just, well, I don't see.
What if I paid for your trip to the UConn?
Yeah.
Dude, if somebody paid for a free trip, I'm taking. What are we doing? Okay, fine.
I gotta drink a shot with a fucking.
I don't think
donut.
There's really much else to do in the UConn.
God,
but
no. I'm just saying anywhere.
It's
like
not
you know,
here.
It's, like, it's a free trip. Obviously, there's nothing to do in the fucking UConn. They're taking shots with fucking toes in it.
now I gotta look up Yukon City. Like, on
average cost $20 round trip.
We're going, boys.
The shot's $20. Shit. Yeah.
Shit, the shot's probably like 500. Yeah. Like, it's not like they got like a fuck ton of toes laying around.
I don't get to keep the toe or nothing? Shit.
That's like on the same principle as like, you know, like if it like some are like, okay, like hunters. Some hunters, like your first kill, there's some old traditions or like you got to take a sip of the fucking blood or something.
You know, that's
like
what's
that.
Funny about that is that's an old Native American thing that hunters adopted.
I know,
the
but,
same people that they've slaughtered.
But that's not my point though. It follows under the same principles of like,
actually, I just think
it's
I mean, I kind of get the hunting thing. My equivalent, like I said, is it would be the same thing if the guy jerked off into a jar. There's no difference to me there. Like, there's no feat. You didn't do anything.
No.
If you took your son out and you guys fucking, you know, murdered a fucking deer with a knife together, then he was like, here, drink some of this blood. I get that. Hey, I get that connotation a little bit more than taking a shot with some fucking 200-year-old toad.
I found the perfect...
Thanks for defending my beer or my blood-drinking killing methods.
Hey, I found something we can do after the toad shot. We can watch the Northern Lights up there.
That would be cool. That would be fucking
cool. That would be cool.
But, you're gonna
but we're going
to
have to take a toe shot.
I'm going to throw up and look at something really cool. Sounds great. What's this shot? Is it a shot of whatever I choose?
I guess so.
Rumplemintz.
No, I think it's like the specific.
Is it? I mean, come on, dude.
No, we're going with Rumplemintz.
I want, yeah. Let's see. Might as well be. Might as well do it with absinthe if I'm gonna fucking.
Oh well, yeah.
Me, I'm like Roman. It already tastes like fucking mouthwash.
Sour to
yeah.
Cocktail.
It's like a candy cane.
I guess considered the sour toe cocktail.
It's probably urine from Captain Dick Stevens.
Dick Stevens. That is like this. This is like the.
You know, it's Rams
piss. I
feel
piss. Like he's not like a real captain. Like, there's like,
like fucking beer fest. It's Rams piss. You can drink Rams piss. Did you guys really drink Rams piss? No. I just wanted to see you drink Rams
this
piss.
This is on cbc.ca. The Sour Toe cocktail is practically a rite of passage for visitors to Dawson City, Yukon. It's a simple drink, a shot of
just
whiskey. Usually
going's
Yukon
not
Jack.
Enough.
With an unusual accompaniment, a mummified human toe.
Oh, my God.
Let's see here. In the 1920s, the rum-running Lincoln Brothers...
How can you legally do that? Okay. Well, I guess it's not in the United States. Can you do that here in the United States?
You probably.
There's all kinds of weird...
I'm
yeah,
pretty sure
I would imagine.
Have to go through some paperwork, though.
I wouldn't think so.
You don't think so?
They just
okay,
get
okay, hold
to
on.
Donate
let me,
toes.
Let me backtrack, okay? If it has longevity on its side, no. If you tried to start something tomorrow, yeah.
Hey, come down to my toe shot room. Because
I'm sure there's lots of weird places that, just like on like Route 66.
This is the history.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for 200 years. There's a, it says here in the 1920s, the rum-running Lincoln brothers, Louis and Otto, got caught in a blizzard. Louis put his foot through a patch of ice and soaked his foot. When the brothers got back to their cabin, Louis's right foot was frozen solid. To prevent gangrene, Otto used his axe to chop off Louis's toe. He placed the toe in a jar of alcohol to commemorate the event. Because, you know, you want...
Just not having a toe wasn't good enough. I'm going to forget.
And then in 1973, legend has it that Captain Dick Stevenson found the jar. Of course, Captain Dick Stevenson finds the jar. In a remote cabin. So this was an old fucking toe. Not only was it fucking...
Pickled,
it's
mummified.
It's kind of like the same principle of like, you know, I don't really think I would care that much to kiss the Blarney stuff.
Yeah, well, that dude,
you
it's...
You know what I mean?
It's, I mean, you're just kissing the side of a building,
building
is all you're
yeah.
doing. It's not like...
So I completely understand that. Yeah. Going, looking at it, yeah.
But he came up with the idea of the Sour Toe Cocktail Club. An exclusive club with one membership requirement. In order to gain admittance to the club, potential members must drink the legendary Sour Toe cocktail. There's just one rule. You can drink it fast, you can drink it slow, but your lips must touch that gnarly toe.
Well, I just thought of one. in Seattle, there's a wall that's nothing but chewed bubble gum.
Oh.
And people go by and lick it.
Oh.
See, to me, like, when I think that's what I think of, like, with the Blarney Stone.
There you go.
I'm just like, all this shit is like, yeah.
It rains a lot there. You're all right. It says here, man, in 2013, one man swallowed the toe.
Whoa, that's what I was actually wondering.
On purpose. He was run out of town, but he came back seeking forgiveness from the people of Dawson City.
Did they get the toe back?
I'm assuming, well, I believe they get different toes. I believe people donate their toes. It doesn't specify here.
So he consumed the toe.
I guess if he swallowed it,
I
would have brought it back.
I would have somehow got it out of myself.
Actually, it's a toe. You're probably not going to get anything back. Digest that pretty good. Or
just throw it up.
Maybe. I mean, maybe.
That would be my first reaction. Oh,
he slurped down the toe, then proudly paid the $500 fine for swallowing the amputated appendage and slipped into the night.
They already had a fine in place.
Yeah, it's $500. That's an expensive little snack, man.
No kidding.
Jesus. Not to mention you gotta...
I'll give you $500 if you take a little nibble out of it.
So you'll pay for part of your trip is what you're saying?
Yeah. Basically, just to watch you eat a little bit of a toe. Now I'm making this about you.
Oh, it's only $5.
The shot?
What? Yeah.
To get there? Shot.
No.
Probably $5 a night to stay there.
Okay, just to join the club, it costs $5. Plus the cost of the liquor you're consuming, your cocktail. Together, your shot of Yukon Jack, it costs about $12.
So your choice.
So it's a normal shot, basically. It's just a normal shot.
Yeah, it's a normal shot.
Whatever kind of shot you want with a fucking toe.
They're not adding extra for the toe.
We're doing Rumplemans.
The toes. Well, I believe they basically do it with Yukon Jack. I feel like this place in the Yukon here is probably not going to have fucking Rumplemans.
Probably got Rumplemans.
That toe is oh man, just the fuck.
Yeah, no, not for me.
I feel like I gotta do it at some point though. Hey, it's wheelchair friendly.
Sweet.
The great.
That's good to know.
I'm on this site right now called the Great Canadian Bucket List.
Was there like six of them? Five.
The sour. All I see right now is the sour toe cocktail.
That's the only one you'll do.
Well, I just don't see anything else.
Many have tried.
I guess it breaks up in different areas and stuff.
I'm going to go dog sledding.
Dog sledding.
Go right ahead.
Get yourself a toe while you're at it.
Yeah, you might give a toe.
I know.
Hey, that is one of the things that I went to the Yukon. That's one of the things, first things, go dog sledding. It literally says that go dog sledding.
It's like one of the only tourist attractions they have up there. Now, I've watched a special. You can actually get like on a dog sled, and if you're the wilderness type, and they have like these cabins out in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's like,
I feel like I'd die up there. I've looked into going to like Calgary and stuff, but I'm like not that far out into the in the shit, like the places I looked into going. The Yukon seems pretty crazy. Ooh, you can fly around Mount Logan. That probably cost a pretty penny. And then the sour toe cocktails, like third one down. Basically, a lot of it is just outside in the fucking cold. Is basically your options out there. Ooh, Tahkini hot pools. They're wearing some... Oh, these people's hair is nuts, man. They got... check out the hair on these people. They got, like, ice all around their hair. Oh, like, it looks like some kind of a wig or something. It is fucking nuts.
That's crazy.
I don't think we'd do that great in that competition.
Yeah, I don't think I'd probably do very well in that. One, I don't have that much hair anymore, so that's kind of a problem. Tahkini hot pools, located a half hour's drive north of Whitehorse, consists of two connected pools with 35 degrees Celsius. I don't know what the translation is there to Fahrenheit.
Warm.
Yeah, it's warm. Flowing from deep within their ground. Yeah, 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 blah, 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 whatever. It's family friendly and wheelchair friendly. Call ahead to make arrangements if possible.
So it's
heads up there.
They have to make it handicap accessible.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when they bring out the kiddie lanes at the bowling
basically
alley.
What they're going to do is bring out a stick to push you with you're in the hot pool. They'll do like the dog things for like capturing like wild dogs, how they got the stick with the cable on it where they can like tighten it on you. That's probably their... Like, here you go. Oh, we got another handicap. Get out the stick. Oh, I'm an ass. Yeah.
Canada.
I was trying to see if... No, I don't see it. If Calgary is on there, but I don't see Calgary. Their website's not the greatest. Damn you, Canada. Canada. Not Canada. Ravens Rest Inn. That's the place we could stay. I wonder what the cost per night in the Yukon is. $120 per night. Yeah, no, you know, I'm thinking maybe we don't. I'm not paying for your trip.
We can all stay in the same room. Two of us in the bed and one on the pull-out couch.
That's a nice looking place. Man, you got it right there in the mountains, though. I do love mountains.
I mean, that's only like $40 a night if we all pitch in.
Yeah, but you know, they generally want more money if you got more than one person in there.
Don't tell them.
Okay. Be like, I just need a little extra room for my toe.
You don't got to give them a reason.
It's not like you couldn't bring company back to your room that night either.
That's right. You got a hooker.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
Where else am I going to get the toe?
Toe, yeah.
For all we know, we're going to have
what
some...
What if you go up to that bar and you're like, I brought my own toe?
We could just, you know, like, tell them we're going to have some gay sex that night. All three of us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have to tell them why you're having...
Oh, no, I'm going to tell them we're going to have gay sex, so that way they'll just
like
leave us the fuck alone.
Yeah, no housekeepers either.
I don't want to hear a doorbell, nothing.
Don't touch my toe in there. I don't want housekeeping in there and taking my toe.
Don't even clean the bathroom.
I earned that toe. I took a bite out of it for $500. It was a bit salty.
You should wear that hat when we go.
the Vietnamese?
Yeah.
It does seem like something that would happen in like a bar in Vietnam, like during the Vietnam War.
You know what your next gift is?
A black toe.
A rickshaw. Oh,
God. You're turning me into a Vietnamese... Like slave, basically, is what you're doing here.
I'm done with that. We need to go find your cute little dress now.
Bind my feet.
No, it needs like a white linen shirt and like the short black pants, some sandals, and a rickshaw.
Ooh, no. I'm kind of like getting a bondage feel going on for him right now.
I don't have to. I just need him just to, with a gun. Like I don't need a dress. Doesn't have to be sexual. Just a rickshaw, a gun, short black pants, sandals, white linen top.
Yeah.
Well, at least you know what you want.
There you go.
That's important in life. Mow! To know what you want.
That'll be my next Halloween costume. I'll just go as a Vietnamese person with a rickshaw.
I'm
gonna go.
You can see if you could actually get people
that's
to pay you that night
see
on
it.
Halloween
will,
to like take them trick or treating in your rickshaw.
Drunk people will get in it down St. Louis.
You're taking
it.
some kid in an Iron Man costume.
No, I'll go like downtown St. Louis. So instead of like they getting a fucking a hansom cab, I'll get a rickshaw.
Are you gonna go in yellow face?
Oh, I was just about to say I'll go pin my eyes up and tape my eyes up and everything. I'll look like Peter Sellers from. Fucking God damn it. What's the name of that movie?
Or is it Mickey Rooney in Breakfast at
Tiffany's? Yeah, Mickey, I guess that too. That'll work. Murder by Death, I believe, is the name of that movie.
Yeah.
It's like Clue, but...
Yeah, we've talked about that, but it's been a long time, yeah. And you watch the trailer, it's very...
Yeah, it's very racist. Truman Capote.
Ha, ha, hey, that talks to us a motor. When you're high-end, ha, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a great
costume. I feel
costume.
Like I've been really doing the Irish accent a lot lately, but I feel like I can get away with it because I do have a lot of Irish blood in me, and I've been there like a couple of times.
I mean, I guess you can try and get away with it. You just tell him that. I got some Irish blood in me.
Oh, Patty, please.
It's not
please
racist.
Don't.
I promise.
It's not racist. Look at my passport. I've got three stamps from Ireland.
That's racist. It's just racist.
Here, have a potato. Here, have a tato. Gotta say it right.
Good day.
Is it racist? I mean, I don't know.
It's racist. If you can't do it in a bar in Ireland, it's racist.
Potato. But they literally, like, on their...
If you can come back...
They have a brand of chips called Tatoes. They spell it T-A-Y-T-O.
I know.
Tatoes. Do you still consider racist if I just do, like, a British accent? Is that...
I mean, it's all racist, yeah. It's all...
I've got some, very little, but some English in there. Limey, you limey bastard.
It's double racist right now.
Racist? No. Yeah. That's outlawed to do any racism towards white countries right now.
Well, I mean, you're an American, so it's like if you were to go somewhere else.
I haven't done the voice yet in Ireland.
That's what I mean. Like, if you can go to Ireland and do that voice in a bar
and see if they
and
think
come
I'm
back,
Irish.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be like, no, it wasn't racist at all. That's true.
Oh, I'm from the Iron Islands. That's why you got such a weird accent, you know. I don't really speak a lot of English.
Oh, no. Pick some place, like, heavily Irish from here and tell them, you know.
Avenue 5 it. Throw in a lot of different other languages, too, while you're talking.
Throw in, like, try to speak in German with an
just
Irish
other
accent.
Accents.
Like, have you noticed, like, I show you. You watch a little bit of Avenue 5. Like, as the captain talking, he'll go in and out of, like,
British
American.
Hugh Laurie, he's actually British,
It's fucking great.
That's racist. He's always speaking American.
Right?
You know? All these British actors stealing Americans' roles.
The
you
Walking
got
Dead
Andrew
is, like,
Lincoln.
The most racist show ever.
There's, like, 90% of them are British. It's so funny, like, watching interviews with them. It's like, oh, this is so weird. I don't know.
Wait, this isn't America.
Oh, you know, me playing. I can't, for some reason, I'm just can't get a British accent in my head right now. But, like, I do so much of it. Well, now I'm a Michael Caine. Michael Caine. Oh, British. I don't know. But, man, that would be hard. Maybe if I tried to do, like, an Irish accent while speaking German.
I don't know.
That's too much. That's too much hard. Yeah. I don't think I can do that.
To go home and practice tonight.
Fascista. No, I can't.
You can do it.
No. Thanks a lot. I can do
start
one or
with,
the other.
Start
I can't.
With the German and then go into the Irish.
Ich verstehe nur ein bisschen Deutsch. I don't know how to do it. I don't know. Man, that's...
You'll get there.
Somebody can do it.
You'll get there.
You'll be uber racist. I can make this work somehow. I can combine it. I can combine all of my ancestry into one language. I need to actually learn some Irish words other than amok. Which is exit. I just know that because it's like on all the highways. You see that. Amok. It says the English too. It says exit. But yeah. Now that's like almost a unicorn to me, like gay midget porn.
No.
Irish speaking German. Maybe I can find an Irishman speaking German. And just if I can hear them do it, then maybe I can do it. You know? Irishman speaking German. There's an Irishman speaking Italian. That was the first thing that... the first thing that popped up. I want to hear what, like, a tick accent. No. No, they're not really, I'm not really seeing a whole lot of that like that. There's Irish people translate weird German words, but I don't feel like they're actually speaking German. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael Fassbender was born in Heidelberg, Germany. I didn't know that, but he, I guess, grew up in Ireland. I believe he's, like, at least grew up like Northern Ireland or something. I could be wrong in that, but there's a clip from him in David Letterman saying that he was born from Heidelberg, Germany, which is, I guess, why he's able to speak German and why he was in Inglourious Basterds. Things are all matching up now. Now I understand Kaiser Soze. All makes sense. The pieces are all lining up. The strings of red yarn are all lining up.
Nice.
I got it now. I understand what I must do. I must take the sour toe shot. All right, well, I guess we're done here. I'm imagining you guys don't have anything else.
No.
What?
Yeah, exactly. As always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.